Hey. Hey, sleepyhead. Hey, wake up. I know you can hear me. Oh, you're such a dork. Move up. Are you feeling better? I haven't seen you take a nap like that since we were small kids. Maybe you're coming down with something. Hey, what is it? Well, I know that something's wrong. I always do. Talk to me. Talk to me. What do I have to do? Tickle you? Fine, don't talk to me about it, but you can't stay here all day. What did I say? Oh, I meant you can't stay in bed all day. You can stay at mine as long as you want to, dummy. Is that what's the matter? You're so silly. You can come and visit me anytime you want to. You know that, right? Just turn up. Don't even call me. Just. You've got a key. It's not just that. Well, talk to me. If you don't talk to me, I can't help you. You miss me. No, you don't. You can't. Are you kidding me? I thought you'd be so glad once I moved out. I mean, you've got the TV all to yourself now, and you don't have to argue with me about which snacks belong to who. You don't have to put up with me randomly coming into your room to cry and hug you. I remember when we were smaller and you used to love having cuddles with me. And then you became a moody teenager who was just too old and too cool for hugs, and I kind of hated you for that. Yeah, I guess I miss it too. Hey, come here. Nope, don't even try and argue with me. You literally have no escape here anyway. Because I'm your sister and I know what's wrong with you. I am a lot stronger than you. I don't even know why you're trying. Stop struggling. There. See? It feels nice, doesn't Well, it would if you would stop wriggling. Just let me take care of you. Okay? Oh, you're such a dummy. Just, it's okay. I guess I miss you. I miss you too. Yeah. You might think that what I'm about to say is totally crazy and way off base, and you might turn around and call me an idiot, but maybe you're feeling the same as me right now. Well, just don't laugh. Or, I mean, I'm in a great position to punch you right now, so just don't be an idiot. I'm being serious. for once. Okay, well. You were always my best friend growing up. And don't say anything, just let me speak. You're my best friend growing up, okay? I'm not gonna say that again. But you were, and when we got to being teenagers, I guess, we both got really stupid and, I don't know, just arrogant, I guess, and as in not wanting to hang out with each other anymore, and you wouldn't let me hug you anymore, and I mean, I won't lie, it hurt because you're my little best friend. It doesn't matter how old you get. I'm always gonna have this need to protect you and to hold you, especially when you're feeling like this. I think we both just let the whole getting older thing go to our heads when maybe we need each other now more than ever. At least for me, anyway. Yeah. I know I'm horrible to you sometimes, but you're horrible to me too. Actually, you can be such a little shit sometimes that I could easily punch you. You annoy me so much sometimes, but I wouldn't change it. And I want you to feel like you can come to me. If you need a hug, if you need anything, I will always put anything aside. Even if we've had an argument, you can always come to me. I never want you to feel ashamed for wanting to hug your own sister, because I'm here for you. So, if you're ever feeling like this again, I want you to come to me. Okay, it doesn't matter what I'm doing, where I am, I want you to call me straight away. Just turn up and I've got you. Yeah? It's us against the world. You remember that? I would fight any of those kids on that street if they were mean to you back then. And I'd still do it now. I would. Oh, yeah, Mom was real mad about that one. Didn't they have to have stitches? Yeah, well, a busted lip is the least they deserve for picking on you. Shh. It's all gonna be okay. Everything's just fine. I've got you. You remember when I used to do this? Who knew that stroking your nose from tip to forehead, back and forth, would relax you this much? Oh, my index finger used to go numb. Yeah, this is the only thing that would put you to sleep as a baby. But it was always worth it to see you sleeping. Yeah, I felt like my big sister duties had been accomplished. Okay, what are you doing tonight? Well, why don't you stay over? Yeah, of course. We could watch a movie. Maybe something that we watched as kids. And we could even make a den out of the sofa if you were feeling that. Are you kidding me? You only made good dens because I told you how to make them. Well, I was the delegator. Somebody had to do it. Oh, dork. Oh, come on. Let's go for a walk. Yeah, make you feel better and we can get some snacks. I'll buy you all the candy that you used to love. I still remember. Okay, come on then.